This is the Rediscovering Resilience podcast, helping you create more health, wealth, and happiness for yourself, your family, and business. I'm Stu Darling, and I'll be sharing everything you need to rediscover your resilience and live a life beyond.
Hey guys, it's Stu. Welcome to this edition of the Rediscovering Resilience podcast and the very, very last episode relating to the alphabet of resilience. We have made it. We have got to the letter Z from my American friends, or the letter Z. End of the alphabet. The end of this road. And the letter ZZ stands for zigzag. Life never goes in a straight line, does it? We like to think it does sometimes, but it is all over the place. And being resilient is no different. Sometimes we have the most amazing of days, and other times, well, frankly, it sometimes just sucks. And we've got to change direction. And there's nothing wrong with changing direction. You know, when we set goals, we think, right, that's my goal, and you go all out to achieve that goal. It's a straight line. It's A to B. But it's not, is it? We've got to move. We've got to jink. We've got to turn. We've got to pivot. We've got to go up. We've got to go down. We've got to zigzag all over the place to get to that goal, that achievement, that lifestyle, whatever it is you're heading for. And most folks, not us, not the folks listening to the Rediscovering Resilience podcast, most folks hit that first barrier and stop. Or they might get to the second barrier and then they stop and they decide that it's too difficult. It's too damn hard. And they stop. But us lot, we look at it and say, the goal doesn't change. My aim doesn't change. What does change is my route to get there. That's what entrepreneurs do. They just keep failing. That's what this is about. Continuing to be resilient. We keep failing. But we are learning. Failure is only a failure when you quit. If we take a failure as an opportunity to say, oh, what can I learn from that experience? Then we'll continue on the journey. We will keep going. The journey is going to be an awful lot longer than we ever expected it to be. I remember an entrepreneur friend of mine once saying, look, it's going to take twice the time and cost double the money, but we'll get there. I'm not entirely convinced that shouldn't be five times the time and five times the budget. But you get there because you don't give up. That's what being resilient is all about. Having the fortitude to just look at the challenge and say, right, how can I do this different next time? And there's going to be setbacks. We're going to fall back. And not every day is going to be an opportunity to move forward. But that's okay. And we've got to be okay with that being okay. That's how we achieve our dreams. It's going to take time. And there's going to be unexpected shit that hits you when you're down track. Of course there is. You're being tested. God and the universe are saying, do you really want this? Is this really your dream? Or are you just throwing me some BS here? And every time you commit to that roadblock, every time you commit to that change, and the dream doesn't change, it's just the route that you're going to take to get there changes. That is when the universe and God says, all right, I'm with you. Because you'll find that after every direction change, there'll be an acceleration. There'll be some new learning that happens because you have committed. That's the way it works. It all goes wrong. You commit more energy to it. The universe says, I will meet that energy. I will meet you and we'll move forward. Think about it. That's the journey of life. When you were wee, Before you could walk, you learnt to roll over. You probably spent a long, long time trying to roll over, and then one day you did. You didn't stop the first time you tried it and then just sort of lay on your back or your front and thought, no, that's it. And that was when you were subconscious. You weren't even conscious of the world around about you at that age. You were still moving forward. You were finding different ways to do it. And then one day you rolled over and you found that your knees were underneath you. Oh, this is a new experience. I wonder what I can do with this. And you pushed your knees and all of a sudden you moved forward and you thought, oh, hello, this is new, this is exciting. And you began to make your way across the floor to interesting stuff. But it didn't always work. Sometimes you didn't move at all. But you still kept going, you still kept trying it. You didn't give up. And then your shoulders got strong enough that you could actually get onto all fours. And one day, you were crawling! Hallelujah! You could make your way around the floor. You could cause wanton destruction around about that home. You were moving. Your world had just expanded by, okay, maybe only a couple of meters, but your world had expanded. Over the period of a few weeks, you had taken all of those failures in your stride. And it worked. And that was probably before you were 18 months, 2 years old. You were proving that all failure was an opportunity to learn and learn to do things in different ways. And you know what the next step was? You crawled as far as the table, and there was something interesting on that table that you frankly wanted to get hold of. And you extended your legs and you stood up. And then you went on to walking, and yeah, the rest is history. Those are the steps that you took to stand up before you were two. You had to try lots and lots of different ways to do things, but you got there in the end. It wasn't a straight path. You zigged and zagged. Sometimes, some days it didn't work. Some days it did work. You kept going. Well, what happened? At what point did you decide that failure was the end of things? What time in your life did you think, that's it, it's too difficult? Because that wasn't how you started your life. You started your life zigging and zagging all over the place to achieve the goals of being able to do what you saw your parents doing and the other adults around about you doing. To stand up, to walk on your two back feet. You did it by zigging and zagging. So when it comes to growing up life, you know that thing that we are forced to do every day these days? Don't stop when it gets difficult. That's what they do. Who's they? Everyone else out there. That's what they do. They complain that, well, it wasn't quite right, or I started too early, or it's too difficult in this world that we live in and people put barriers in the way. Nope. None of that is true. All of that is in your head. All you got to do is find a different way towards your dreams. The different way towards your dreams is by zigging and zagging, moving towards the opportunity that lies ahead of you. You know, when I was in combat, I didn't just run in a straight line towards the target, because that would have made me very dead very, very quickly. A little bit like day one at the Somme. When 16,000 soldiers were told, in fact, it was over 16,000, when thousands of soldiers were told to stand up and walk in a straight line towards the enemy. Well, how did that go for them? It didn't go too well. Lots and lots died and got injured on day one because they wouldn't move. They saw their objective and walked in a straight line towards it. We can't do that, guys. We've got to see that objective. And when the bullets start flying towards us, when the challenges start coming, we've got to change direction. We move out of the way of the challenges and then we move back on track. We move out the way and we create a new path towards our objective. That's how we do it. That's how we become unstoppable. That's how we are resilient through our lives, by deciding We're going to create the path towards our dreams, whatever that path looks like. And if it's different from everyone else's, that doesn't matter. What matters is that we continue to move towards our dreams every day. We zig and we zag. And quite frankly, some days we might zag and zig. It doesn't really matter. We keep moving towards our dreams. That is how we become more resilient. That is how we remember that we are unstoppable. I will see you next time, because that's it. That is the end of the resilient alphabet. We'll come back with something new for next week. Have a good day. Speak to you later. Bye-bye.
Limits. This was the Rediscovering Resilience podcast with Stu Darling. For more content, head to www.studarling.com.